This is Jimmy Limo from Weed, and you're listening to Local Motion with Shane on KKRN FM 88.5.
Programming on KKRN is brought to you in part by listeners like you and Hofer Construction. Hofer Construction, with 30 years of experience, including 20 years in Shasta County, provides building services for new decks, remodels, and sunsetter awnings, an attractive and affordable way to provide shade. For more information, please call 530-472-3357 or visit them on the web at hoferconstruction.com. And that is H-O-F-E-R construction.com. KKRN would like to thank Hofer Construction for their generous support of community radio.
Good afternoon. You are tuned in to KKRN. We're licensed in Bella Vista Studios up here on Round Mountain. The time is 12 o'clock, and it's time for Local Motion with Shane. I'm Shane Hutchins. I'll be your host for the next hour, bringing you local music from Shasta County and the surrounding areas, as well as a tune from someone that's traveled through our area here, and some international players, that names I'm sure you're going to recognize. And that's what we're going to start the show off today, is with a tune by Patricia Webb. And it's just a song I feel like is just so fitting for these extra hot days we've been having. And but first, I want to congratulate all you graduates out there. Gosh, it's been a whirlwind couple of days for us, running back and forth through the kids' graduations and grandkids' graduations. And I know a lot of you parents and folks out there are hopefully taking a breather today. I know there's still a few going on out there, but hey, once again, congratulations to the graduates. And we'll be back in a couple of minutes to talk about some of the musical events that are happening here in our area. But first, let's listen to Patricia Webb, and the song is called Dog Day Afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Local Motion with Shane. We'll be back in a few minutes.
It's another lazy day on a dog day afternoon. Flies buzzing in the kitchen, shadows creep across the room. You read the daily paper, there's really nothing new. Just some ordinary people with their ordinary blues. Your life is like a deck of cards, and you think you'll play a few. You hope to hit the big time on this dog day afternoon. You don't quite know how you got here, but you do know where you've been. And now you've got the feeling that that big old evil grin is watching from the sidelines, just hoping you will fall. Finally bite the bullet and forget about it all. You think you'll draw another card, 'cause you wanna see it through. And you let your money ride on this dog day . But you try and do your best to figure out the meaning of the time that you have left. You're hoping and you're praying that the lottery is yours. You finally hit the big one, that big gigantic score. You think you'll play another hand, 'cause you like to play the fool. and you hope to hit the jackpot on this dog day. It's another lazy day on a dog day afternoon. Flies buzzing in the kitchen, shadows creep across the room. But you're really not that bothered, 'cause you hope that you have found the hand that you have played is about to come around. And all you need is one card to break away those blues. Dog day afternoon.
Yeah, Dog Day Afternoon, and yeah, it's kind of a song about how did I get here for us aging baby boomers. That was Patricia Webb on vocals and acoustic guitar, Conrad Nelson on the upright bass and acoustic, and Ty Smith playing that box percussion and cymbals, and that was off of Patrice Webb's Turning of the Page. And coming up next on Locomotion, we're going to hear a song about a small town country boy, and having been raised in pretty much small towns all my life and country little towns, I really relate to this song, and I hope you can too. And it's brought to us today by one of our local musicians out of Bella Vista, Mr. Bob Christensen. And I want to thank Bob for sending this lovely song in. And you've heard Bob in the past on Locomotion, and here he is again. Gonna follow this song up with a tune by Hank Williams Jr., and then we're going to hear a song by Rita Hosking. Country Boy by Hank Williams and Cole Younger Killed My Brother. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane on KKRN. We are your community radio station. We're up here on Round Mountain. The studio's up here on Round Mountain. And come on up here if you desired a little cooler up here. We're about 10 degrees cooler than the valley right now. It's still hot up here, too, so stay cool and enjoy Small Town Country Boy, Bob Christensen.
This land, seen every town and bar, chasing a lucky star, and I want to be a small town country boy again. I left home to roam, my fortune to find. My daddy shook my hand and he wished me peace of mind. Said no matter what you do, to yourself always be true. I want to be a small town country boy again. With my suitcase in my hand and my guitar across my back, I left family and friends, and I vowed when I returned I'd be a man to make them proud. Instead I hit the ground. I want to be a small town country boy again. Learn a lifetime of losing. For every mile that you stray, from moving to choosing, you can live your life anyway. I gave up, went back to my hometown, thinking that I'd lost every friend I'd ever found. But it's the only place I've been where I'm welcome back again. It's good to be a small town country boy again. Time and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those winning old boys raised on shotguns. From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
sees a poor boy face down in the dirt. Dead. Dead.
Welcome back to Locomotion Machine on KKRN 88.5 FM. And that was Rita Hosking. Prior to that, we heard from Hank Williams Jr., and we started off that set with Bob Christensen. And just the other day, let me talk a little bit about some of the other programs that we have here on KKRN. You know, if you go to kkrn.org, our homepage, you will find our programming schedule about halfway down the page, and one of the programs I want to bring to your attention is Shasta Serenade with Barry Hazel. And I heard a song the other day on Barry's program, and it's a song that I've played before on Locomotion, and I just thought, gosh, I need to play that one more time. It's just such a great song. I'll talk about it here in just a second, but Barry Hazel's Shasta Serenade, it runs on Sundays 7 to 9 p.m., and then we do a repeat of Sunday's show on Tuesdays at 9 to 11 a.m., and that used to be the slot for Lost and Found, but now Lost and Found with Don Fennell is heard Tuesdays 2 to 4, and this weekend on Shasta Serenade, it is the Rockabilly weekend where he plays the rock song, or, you know, the good stuff. He plays good stuff. It's very good. So once again, that's Sunday, 7 to 9 p.m., and the song that I was speaking of is called The Bronze Buckaroo, and it's a song that I like the Red Hot Rhythm Rustlers version, and It's a song that one of our other programmers, Marvin Odell, does a Country Campfire. He sent me this message about the Bronze Buckaroo, and it's a little explanation about the next song you're going to hear. This is the Bronze Buckaroo was a B-Western cowboy star named Herb Jeffries, and in his films, he went by the name of Bob Blake. And Herb was a black lounge singer and a bit actor back in the 1930s when he got the idea that inner city kids should have a singing cowboy hero like Roy Rogers or Gene Autry that they could relate to because his skin would be the same color as theirs. He suggested it to a producer who assigned Herb the task of finding a black actor who could ride a horse, twirl a rope, and sing. Well, every time they found someone, there was always one of those three things that the guy couldn't do. So finally, the producer said, "Hey, Herb, you can do all those three things. Why don't you play the character?" That's how he became the Bronze Buckaroo. Actually, Herb's part Italian, so his skin was a little bit darker. But they put on a charcoal-based makeup to make him a little bit darker, and that's how he became Bob Blake, the Bronze Buckaroo. And, gosh, he made other films that were titled Six Guns from Harlem and Harlem on the Range. And he made five or six films before Duke Ellington signed him on as a vocalist for his band, in which in 1940s, Herb had a number one song called Flamingo. And here's the fun part. Herb is the only still-living member of the original Duke Ellington band, the only still-living B-Western hero cowboy from that era. He turned 100 years old last year. Hope you're still with us, Herb. That's the story about the Bronze Buckaroo. And actually, this story will tell the song. The song will tell the story. Excuse me there, yeah. And The Bronze Buckaroo by Marvin Odell and the Red Hot Rhythm Rustlers. And Red Hot Rhythm Rustlers, they did a benefit for KKRN a couple years ago. And Marvin Odell, like I say, he has a country campfire on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 4 p.m. So here they are, Red Hot Rhythm Rustlers with The Bronze Buckaroo.
With my rope and my saddle.
Okay, there's your weekly screw-up for Shane on Locomotion. I swear, I'll get that tuned up here in just a minute. Until then, how about if we listened to one of the reasons that, I was raised by cowboys. We're not really cowboys. They were ranchers, and that was my grandparents, and they taught me that value of two generations ago, and what it is like to be a really cowboy. And here's Randy Boone. Randy Boone was a bit actor there on The Virginian. And David Martin Wheeler sent me this tune, and it's Randy Boone talking about what it's like, why cowboys have such great qualities. Here he is, Randy Boone. Back in a minute with Red Hot Rhythm Rustlers.
Well, my little grandson came up to me. He said, "Grandpop, how come you're so tough? You sure do get a lot of respect, but I'd be a meaner talking rough." I said, "Well, grandson, you kind of got me there, boy. I don't know the reason why. Maybe it's cause I'm a cowboy, cause I'm a cowboy." He said, "Grandpop, I don't understand. Maybe you can explain. How can you be a cowboy? We don't live out on the range." I said, "Well, a cowboy's a special kind of man, son. You can be one anywhere. He's got a special kind of courage and a mind for being fair. He's got a secret code he goes by, and standards he holds high. And that's what makes me a cowboy, cause I'm a cowboy kind of guy. All them little gals flirt with me, it sure gives me a thrill. I tell them I'm kin to Daniel Boone and I'm a friend of Buffalo Bill. I think it's cause I love you, Grandma, and they can see the look of love in my eye. Or maybe it's cause I'm a cowboy, cause I'm a cowboy kind of guy. Oh, maybe it's cause a cowboy is the kind of a guy with a plan.
Maybe it's 'cause a cowboy knows how much it means to be a man. Maybe it's 'cause he ain't got no boss except the big boss in the sky. Maybe it's 'cause life's a rodeo and he's in it for a good hard ride. Or maybe it ain't 'cause of nothing at all except the feeling down deep inside. And that's what makes me a cowboy. That's what makes me a cowboy. That's what makes me a cowboy, 'cause I'm a cowboy kind of guy.
Okay, here's the bronze buckaroo as promised.
There was a big screen cowboy, a little different from the rest, but he could ride and rope and sing a song with the very best. He knew how to use his fist, and he didn't mind at all if he had to save the ranch and the pretty girl from the bad outlaws. And we knew him as the Bronze Buckaroo. He was a happy cowboy, doing what he came to do. Well, they said his skin was different, but us kids never knew. To us he was the Bronze Buckaroo. Now if you were a bad guy who'd robbed a bank or two, you didn't want to run into the Bronze Buckaroo, 'cause he'd say, drop your guns and throw up your hands, we're taking that money back. And no need to ask, because he wouldn't cut you any slack. And we knew him as the Bronze Buckaroo. He was a happy cowboy, doing what he came to do. Well, they said his skin was different, but us kids never knew. To us he was the Bronze Buckaroo. A big white stallion, Stardust was his name, and with his fancy six guns he drove the rustlers from the reins. Now they said he came from Harlem. Well, boys, I've been around. Best I can guess, that must be some West Texas border town. And we knew him as the Bronze Buckaroo. He was a happy cowboy, doing what he came to do. They said his skin was different, but heck, us kids never knew. To us he was the Bronze Buckaroo. We called him the Bronze Buckaroo. How about a hand for the Bronze Buckaroo?
Okay there. You know, here we're going to... First of all, welcome back to KKRN and Locomotion Machine, and let me tell you about some of the events that are, musical events that are happening here this weekend. Up in Weed, they're having their Weed Fest, and it starts tomorrow at 12 p.m., 12 bands, and oh gosh, you're going to have arts and crafts, and that's going to take place from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Main Street in Weed, California. And also tomorrow is the Reading Reggae Fest, and that takes place tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Tickets are still available, and I was asked to remind people that this is a family, fun, friendly event. There is beer going to be on the grounds, but beer drinking is only allowed in the beer garden area. And they want you to know that this is a weed-free event. And so there you can go in and out of the event if you get a stamp. So, and I also heard that there was a rumor going around that they were out of tickets, but that is not true. You can still get tickets at the Harvest Company in Reading and at www.site, N, that's site, and the letter N, soundpro.com. And let's see, another event that's coming in that was sent to me was Tom O'Hanlon is going to be performing live at California Brew House tomorrow from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And boy, this time of year is just so very busy. And Jonathan Foster, he's going to be coming up to the Vintage Wine Bar on June 10th. Toe Jam's having an open mic and jam June 12th. We'll talk about those two events next week, probably, as that gets a little bit closer. And there is a pretty cool event happening here June 25th, and it is going to be put on by the Jefferson State Blues Society. And it's going to be their Jefferson State Blues Society's Singing the Blues Festival number 2. The second annual one, and it's going to be taking place June 25th at the Anderson River Park. Gates are going to open at 12 noon. Music's going to be at 1 p.m., and it's going to go to 9 p.m. You can get advance tickets by going to by calling 530-549-3005. The Jefferson State Blues Society has a Facebook page where you can get good information. And Mike Brown from the Jefferson State Blues Society has sent me a couple of CDs of some of the performers that you're going to hear there June 25th. Some of the bands that are going to be there are going to be Lydia Pence and Cold Blood, award-winning Lisa Mann, Crooked Eye Tommy, the Blackwell Brothers, and there's another group that I'm not real sure about right yet, but there's going to be no dogs or pets. There's no smoking of any kind at this event. You can bring your coolers and lawn chairs. It's going to be down there at the Anderson River Park and down by the river there. It's a little cooler. So once again, that's Singing the Blues Festival put on by the Jefferson State Blues Society and Bridge Bay at Shasta Lake. And Mike Brown sent me a couple of CDs, like I said. We're going to hear from Lydia Pence and Cold Blood first, and then we'll hear a little Crooked Eye Tommy, and then Lisa Mann. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane. And here is Lydia Pence and Cold Blood.
Falls out, 'cause you never listen to me anyway. It's just a
call them fools. She said, someday you'll see what a crooked eye can do. Just 6 years old, it got hit by a dog on the side of the road. The head 30 shots in the belly. Some hide a ball pulled through. The whole town started to see what a crooked eye.
What you want?
Okay, there were three songs there from the three musicians that will be performing at the June 25th event at the Anderson Park, put on by Jefferson State Blues. And what you just heard there, that last song, that was by Lisa Mann, and prior to that was Crooked Eye Tommy, and we started off with Lydia Pence and Cold Blood. And once again, you can go to the Jefferson State Blues Society's Facebook page and get all that good information out. We're going to hear them. We'll hear some more of these artists here in 2 weeks, because next Friday, going to have some live musicians in the studio as Jerry Goldman and Honey Storley come in to perform for you. You want to make sure you tune into Locomotion next Friday for that. They're a couple of our local singer-songwriters that are going to come in. Once again, they've been to the studio once. Coming back again, it's been about a year ago. And I want to share another song with you from a new musician that I just recently met. He's transported out from, I believe it's Montana, Missouri, but met him at our recent fundraiser down at the Cal Brew House in Palo Cedro. And this young man's name is Thomas David Gibson. And Thomas is going to be playing at the Vintage Wine Bar Saturday, June 4th from 8 to 11. And here's just a little preview of Thomas David Gibson. This is off his 9-pound Hammer CD. If you have any comments or questions about Locomotion, send them to shane@kkrn.org. And speaking of kkrn.org, that's the address of our webpage. And you know, we are an all-volunteer, listener-supported radio station. If you go to kkrn.org, you'll find a donate tab. Click that. It's a safe and secure site. You decide how much to give and when to give. And thanks in advance for that. So once again, here's Tom and David Gibson, 9-pound Hammer CD. This life is killing me.
Killing me. Yeah.
Okay, we're back in the studio, Locomotion with Shane on KKRN, and that was young Tom Gibson, and you can find out more about his music at tgibsonmusic@yahoo.com, and of course, there's always that Facebook page. I swear, that seems to be the way to go anymore. If you want to find out any information, it's Facebook, and hard as I try to stay off of it, it just seems to be harder and harder not to use it. Yeah, all the... I have a couple of older fellas in the studio with me, too, and they're relating with me. Dickie and Craig Boyer in the studio. Dickie Maganoff and Craig come sitting in with me. Hey, I got another local musician I want to put up before the hour's over, and it's a gentleman out of Fall River Mills, and his name is Andrew Bentz. Andrew's been on the program in the past. He's going to be on again here in the near future. And this is a group that he was with years ago called the Lollygaggers, and here's a song that Andrew... wrote and sings on this tune, and it's and the song is called I Don't Know the Reason Why, and you're listening to it on Locomotion with Shane on KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio. Here's Andrew Bentz and the Lollygaggers. Okay, thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane. I'll be back next week with Honey Storley and Jerry Goldman live in the studio. Geezer Rocks coming up next on KKRN, followed by Juke in the Back, and then the Grateful Dead Hour. And we're going to leave you today with some Riders on the Storm. Thanks once again. Programming on KKRN is made possible by listeners like you, and in part by a news cafe.